This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
June, it's Equality Month. We're looking at it from many different angles, and that includes allocation to women-owned businesses. Our Bloomberg technology team, Matt, reporting earlier this year that women only got 2.1% of venture capital funding last year. That's nothing.
Yeah, no. It's very little, especially if they are 50% of the people.
Explain that one to me.
I wonder, though, what percentage of startups are by women versus men, because it may be lower, but not 2%, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say. All right, so let's see what our next guest has, because she's working to change that. Joining us on Zoom from Thailand, where it's early in the morning, I believe, is Rose Vitale. She's managing partner at DRA Family Office. It's a single family office-backed private investment firm, and she's with us. Rose, good to have you here with us. Tell us about your firm and your background, because you were an entrepreneur, and you're turned venture capitalist.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I am coming from Thailand quite early here, so I'm very honored to be on your show. So thank you. My background is I'm originally from Detroit, suburbs of the Detroit area. So I grew up with essentially no money. And so it taught me to really be gritty in terms of building a company. And I had no means of education or resources in terms of financing. So I had to really build it from the ground up, became one of the largest partners for Cricket Wireless before we sold to AT&T in 2013, and then went off to help T-Mobile with Metro PCS. So I had a really long ride with wireless, and that's basically my background, and really looking to change the flow of capital to women. Like you said, women get less than 2% of the venture funding. It's actually 1.9, I think, as of this year. And so you're absolutely right.
So you got your starter, you made your money then in telecoms. Do you focus when you're doing venture capital on women in telecoms, or do you look across a broader spectrum?
Oh, I look across a broader spectrum. I'm no longer involved in telecommunications. And so it definitely taught me everything I knew in business.
Well, let's talk about it. Well, first of all, Matt made a point, and we're assuming we know the answer, but how many women startups are there out there, essentially? Are women starting businesses at the same rate as men in terms of, is that right, Matt?
That's what you're that's what I was wondering. You know, of, you know, all of the startups, how many of them are founded by or involve heavily women?
Yeah, that's a great question. I heard that early on in the show. So roughly about 40 to 50% are actually started by women. And they essentially, they don't have a lot of access to capital. And that's one of the things I really want to change, just because I knew how difficult it was for me. And so it's really my purpose of giving back, because I think that you don't know what you don't know, and what you don't know in business can hurt you. Whether you're going out there to raise Series A, B, C, it's important that you have the right people surrounding you, because if you don't, it can be very detrimental to your experience in business.
So if most women are bootstrapping their businesses, then it seems like they're better able to deal with adversity, or at least they're learning that lesson as they do it. Do you talk with other venture capitalists about why they're not making the decision to give more women money?
You know, that's something that we have discussed. And I think that it really comes down to unconscious bias. Some of these, men that I am now, work with, You know, they just say that, you know, generally they allocate capital to people who look like them, who go to the same clubs as them. So I think it's not per se, you know, not wanting to allocate capital, but I think it's just not being aware of it because, you know, they're allocating it in a way that just makes them feel comfortable.
You know, Bloomberg had a story a few years ago, though, that talked specifically, and mind you, I think it was maybe either coming off the pandemic, that even female venture capitalists were less inclined to invest in female-started businesses. So is it just a case that we haven't seen enough women-started businesses that become blockbusters like a Google or an Apple, and that's part of the problem, or what?
Yeah, great question. You know, I don't necessarily think it's that. I think that there's some really innovative companies that are out there who are ran by women. I just think that it really is the lack of access to capital. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Capital is the blood of a company. And if you don't have access to it, how are you able to scale a company to like a Google or an Apple or something of this nature? It's nearly impossible.
So Rose, what do you invest in? You know, where do you find these businesses, and what are you, you know, most hopeful about? What gets you going in the morning? Not necessarily like 2 a.m. in Thailand, but.
Well, good question. Great question. I do a lot of speaking in regards in the family office space. I set up the family office to be able to, you know, allocate capital to women just because, like I said, I really see the opportunity. If women are getting less than 2% of it, think about the opportunity that are essentially lost if they don't get the funding, you know, and if we can double and triple those numbers, we will create massive impact. I'm not only talking on a financial sense. I think that when we invest in women, not just because I'm a woman. I know sometimes, I'm going to say it here, sometimes women can be very difficult to deal with. We're our worst enemies, right? And so I think that the opportunity I see to create impact, not only on a financial sense, but in a community and in basically at the, you know, ground level is really fundamental. And that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I'm really excited about because it hasn't been easy, you know, navigating this in terms of how to allocate capital and where right. to allocate capital. And, you know, do we allocate it to fund managers? Do we allocate it directly to direct companies? You know, so there's a lot of thought that goes behind how we allocate capital as a family office.
Right.
And so just committed to how that's really going to change. And I look for opportunities that really have a right. transformational change on somebody's life.
All right, Rose. Well, nice to spend some time with you. Rose Vitale, Managing Partner at DRA Family Office on Zoom from Thailand. And they're investing in financial services, gaming and hospitality, land development, so lots of areas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.